Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Bob Geismar, and welcome to another edition of One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio. It is the first day of the Dean and DeLuca Invitational from the Colonial Country Club in Fort Worth. We'll talk extensively about that event. We'll talk about last week's event with Sergio winning in a playoff with Brooks Koepka and other tidbits, and of course, a strategy for your game. Now, first things first, Sergio Garcia wins his ninth PGA Tour event. He did it in interesting style. He went in a playoff with Brooks Koepka, and it just goes to show you how hard it is to win when you are leading after 36 or after 54 holes. In this case, Brooks Koepka just didn't make anything happen on Sunday. And then in the playoff, he hooked his drive into the water. Sergio made a nice par and wins the event. His ninth win, it ties Seve for the most wins by a Spaniard on the PGA Tour. Of course, Seve had five majors. Those are included. Congratulations to Sergio, a very popular champion, always plays in the in the AT&T Byron Nelson. That was the site of his first win in 2004, and it's 12 years later, and he wins it again. Congratulations to Serge. He, of course, has entered this week again, as he does play the Texas two-step pretty much every year consistently. Congratulations. And also, Brooks Koepka played really good golf. Just, it is so hard to close out an event when you're leading after 54. For some reason, very few guys are actually able to grab that and embrace it. Tiger Woods, of course, being the single most prolific 54-hole leader, who went on to win in his events. Most of his events, he's only come from behind four times in 79 wins. That's amazing. That really is. That is as impressive a statistic as Tiger has in his illustrious career. And, of course, his career is still on hold, waiting his health to get better. We'll find out about that as the summer progresses. I do think he will be back on the golf course in the not-too-distant future, but he will not play unless he thinks he can win. He's not just going to be ceremonial or show up and try to win. He is not going to set up on that first tee ever unless he thinks he will be the winner. Okay, so let's take a look at this week's event, and it is one of my favorites, the Colonial Country Club in Fort Worth, Texas. Tournament started in 1946, won by who else? Legendary Ben Hogan. They called this Hogan's Alley. They also call Riviera Hogan's Alley. He was a five-time champion. He won in the inaugural event in 1946. He won his final event that he won on the PGA Tour in 1959 at the age of 46. So, the great legend, if you will, of Ben Hogan lives on at Colonial. And the Colonial Country Club features an array of doglegs, an array of precision shots, some long par fours, some short par fours, long par threes and short par threes. The stretch that's known as the Horrible Horseshoe, the third hole, close to 500 yards, par four. The fourth hole, a 250-yard par three. And then back to the fifth hole, which is, again, close to 500 yards. So if you can come through the Horrible Horseshoe, even par, you are at least one stroke and probably two strokes better than the field. We'll see how it rolls this week. It is an invitational. It is a slightly limited field. 121 players are teeing it up. 15 of them are major champions. And it has an unusual sponsor, a brand-new sponsor, Dean and DeLuca. Now, Dean and DeLuca is a mail order in many cases, and it's a food and commissary distribution, and they feature gourmet items. And it's an interesting, I'm not sure why they're sponsoring a golf tournament. Hopefully we'll find out this week. But it's good to have them on board, a new sponsor. Here's what I say. Let's have a piece of cheesecake. They make all sorts of gourmet food items. So we'll see how that transpires to their sponsorship. Just a very interesting, different sponsorship. It's not in any of the categories that we normally think of for a PGA Tour event. But we'll see. It's interesting. My only problem with it, only one problem, they dropped the word Colonial. I guess they thought it would be too long. Dean and DeLuca Colonial Invitational. I guess they thought that was too long. So they dropped Colonial, and it's just Dean and DeLuca. That was probably part of their deal. So let's take a look at some of the players who are in the field. As I mentioned, it's a 121-man field, 15 major champions. It's a great field. Adam Scott will be playing with Zach Johnson and Chris Kirk. That's going to be a big one. Jason Duffner with Smiley Kaufman and Emilio Grillo. David Toms, who will be turning 50 shortly, wanting to get out on that PGA Tour Champions, will be playing with Troy Merritt and Vaughn Taylor. Kevin Kisner with J.J. Henry, a local product, who went to TCU. This golf course is just a pitch and a putt from TCU's campus, and they'll be playing with Camilo Villegas. Patrick Reed with Hunter Mahan and Jim Herman. That's a couple of the groups. Now, Jordan Spieth is in the field. Yeah. Matt Kuchar and Charles Schwartzel, they're in a group together. Angel Cabrera with Chesson Hadley and Stuart Sink back on tour. Not sure how his wife is doing with the breast cancer. We're praying for a quick and speedy recovery from that horrible disease. But he's back playing, so she must be feeling pretty good, which is really, really good news. Jeff Ogilvy with Steve Stricker and Charlie Hoffman. Brant Snedeker will be playing with Jim Furyk. This is a course that's made for Furyk, Zach Johnson, guys that are not necessarily super long but can maneuver the golf ball. They will be playing with Bill Haas. Brendan Todd with Webb Simpson and Louis Oosthuizen. So that is a quick overview of the event, the Colonial Country Club, one of my seven or eight favorite golf courses on the PGA Tour. Fort Worth, 1946, Ben Hogan. He won it five times. Final event that he won on the PGA Tour was in 1959, right there at Colonial. Now it's time for my strategy. And my strategy is very, very important and very simple, but you need to concentrate and think about this. It's for amateur golfers. Stay with it. Many amateur golfers do not stay through a golf shot. And I'm including every golf shot, including short putts. Pardon me, especially 3, 4, 5, 6 foot putts where you hit the putt and you lift up quickly, wanting to get just please get it in the hole. That doesn't work. You've got to stay down and through the putt, just like you need to stay down and through every single golf shot. Most amateurs look pretty good in the backswing, and then when they come down, they don't stay all the way down and through a golf shot. So what I say is just do that micro eye vision that I've talked about in the past. Keep your eye on the ball, the back of the golf ball, not the top of it, not to the side. Really concentrate extremely hard on keeping your eyes focused on the back of the golf ball. And then stay completely down and through the shot. Don't worry about where it goes. You will see it when you come up. Stay through the golf shot. It'll keep it on line. It'll keep it in direction, and distance will be a lot better. Do that, especially when things are not going your way. Do that. I promise it will help you. Okay, now I can't let this show go without talking for just a second about Phil Mickelson and his difficulties with insider trading and being surrounded or at least having connections with noted gambler, Billy Walters. His last name was escaping me. He's notorious. In the handbook, the PGA Tour's handbook, it clearly states that golfers should not be seen or be surrounded by notorious individuals. What will the commissioner of the PGA Tour do about this? Will he do anything? Will it be something that he doesn't do anything because the law is not coming down on Phil? We'll see. Phil is in line somewhere down the road to be either a President's Cup or a Ryder Cup captain, one or both. And I would say that if he was reprimanded with some sort of a suspension, that this could damage that, his quest to be a captain somewhere down the road. We will see. My opinion right now today is he cannot ignore this. You cannot give preferential treatment to anyone because of who they are or what they've won. And the PGA Tour is notorious for doing this. They are also notorious for not disclosing fines and things that they do to players because they're not employees. They are 1099s. And the problem with that is they still make their living from this, and it is an organizational rule. We'll see. Commissioner Fincham, you can't ignore this. So far you have. It's been a week. Come on, let us know what's going on. You have to react to this. Okay, that's my editorial. The Champions Tour has a major. It is the senior PGA, the oldest major on the Champions Tour. And here are my picks: Kenny Perry, David Frost, and Bernard Langer. That's Perry, Frost, and Langer. That's a quick response to that event. Now, on to my picks for this week. At the Colonial Country Club, the Dean and DeLuca Invitational, here are my picks: Charlie Hoffman, Patrick Reed, and Scott Brown. That's Hoffman, Charlie Hoffman, Patrick Reed, and Scott Brown. Those are my picks for this week on the PGA Tour. That is my show for this week. My email address, any comments at all having to do with anything to do with golf, I get back to everybody in no more than 24 hours. It's Bob at BobGeismar.com. That's B-O-B at B-O-B-G-E-I-S as in Sam, M-A-R.com. So until next week, Bob Geismar saying thank you so much for being with me as we start our fourth year on Blog Talk Radio, One Thought Golf. So long for now.